Mike Monaco, our legal analyst, is in the studio with us, and we did want to ask you about what happened today at the Supreme Court. The travel ban, let's start with that. We had Shannon Bream on a little bit ago explaining mm-hmm. exactly what happened here. They kind of split the baby, right?
Yeah, they split the baby, right? But they granted a significant portion of it. They said the ban may not be enforced against foreign nationals who have a credible claim of a bona fide relationship with somebody in Chicago, in the United States, like a family member or a business or something.
Mm-hmm. Now, bona fide, though, these are terms of art, right? So they have to figure out, we have to define what bona fide is?
They would have to define what bona fide means,
yeah,
right.
Because it's going to change. Because one judge in one district is going to think one thing's bona fide, and another judge in another district, given the same circumstances, like let's say it's a third cousin.
Right.
You know, on the West Coast, they go, oh, yeah, third cousin, no problem. You're going to find some guy in Alabama going, what in the hell is it? That is no kind of close relation. You can marry your third cousin.
Right.
There will have to be some sort of, and that it just seems like you get sort of in the weeds on that deal. It's possible, too, that this ban will not be in effect by the time they get to October.
That's what the Supreme Court said. They said if things are going to change and it was only supposed to be a 90-day
temporary ban.
So we're not sure how long it's going to be.
So all of this talk about trying to figure out the president's intent when he was doing it, which seemed to be the focus of this.
That was the focus of the court so far, but the Supreme Court doesn't seem to be going that direction.
They're not going to look at that. We're lower courts will, because they got, that was the argument to them, was this ban is unconstitutional because the president said it's a religious preference ban. Because remember the first version of it, they were granting preference to Christians,
yeah,
and then saying the other people from the country couldn't come in,
and then they removed that,
they removed the Christian part, mm-hmm. but then there was still the question about because the original one had Christians only, and because the president said he wanted a Muslim ban, and because then Rudy Giuliani, who I voted for once,
mm-hmm.
became the spokesperson for, yeah. I mean, not a spokesperson, he was the guy who just comes out and says, he asked me, the president asked me to work up a Muslim ban for him.
Oh,
I'm like, what?
You're not helping.
No.
Yeah. Well, the president himself said it.
But after he stopped saying it, Rudy said it again.
The president himself said it was a Muslim ban. So the courts so far have agreed, taken him at his word. So now the Supreme Court said, we'll let you do this for these six countries, Libya, Iran, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, but we will wait until October when we decide the case, when we hear it. I was sort of surprised that they acted so quickly, frankly, given the fact that they're ending their term this week. So it makes no sense. I thought it was surprising that they ruled
at all. Can they agree? Explain how this works, because I think the Supreme Court's probably the most misunderstood. I don't think a lot of Americans pay a lot of attention to what goes on in government anyway, other than they like, you know, good guys, bad guys, white hats, black hats, that kind of thing, and they choose a news channel for it. But in terms of choosing a case, so they choose to take this case because it was presented to them after the Ninth Circuit. There were two, the Fourth and the Ninth Circuit.
Two circuits, right? The Fourth Circuit and the Ninth Circuit. There are 11 judicial circuits.
So they
make
so
up the United
the
States.
Ninth out in the West Coast.
Right.
They both sent this to them, essentially,
right,
to review. And then the Supreme Court can decide, hey, we don't want to take it. And then it goes back to whatever the lower court ruled.
They have complete and utter discretion over what cases they take.
So they took it. But can they? So if this came to them, if they didn't take it here, could they have decided to take it in the upcoming session, the October to June session of 2017 into 18? It's sort of like it's basically like a hockey season.
Well, they could have passed the ball. They could have said, we'll decide in October whether we're going to take it or not. They could have said that.
Okay.
But they chose to decide today that they're going to take it. And not only that, but a portion of it will be in place. A portion that we just said with those six countries for people who do not have a bona fide relationship with somebody in the United States already, those people
and
can
that's not
be
just
kept out.
That's not just a familial relationship. That means that they're not a student. They're not a registered student,
students,
an employee.
Right.
You know,
students
somebody
without a bona fide relationship. Right. Exactly right. The students and employees can come from these six countries and get jobs and go to become students.
Or if you have family here, you can come. And
yes, or if you have family. Right.
If the president had not called it a Muslim ban, and if it had been worded more like this to say some kind of a relationship or a bona fide relationship in the U.S. and to these kinds of ties we're talking about, had that been written that way and carried out that way in the first place, do you think we'd be in a different place today?
Yeah, well, I was surprised also that nine judges voted for it. Mm-hmm. Nine judges. It was a nine and the nothing decision. Now, again, as Roe said, they also said this may change in October when we hear the case again, when we're confronted with all the facts.
I want to ask you the other thing that they did. It's getting very little attention today. Is a fairly significant church-state issue mm-hmm. that is it's interesting because. On its very face, you stop and you think, well, this makes a ton of sense. And then when you look at the details, it gets a little weirder. It's this Missouri school that wanted to get rubberized, has a playground. It's a Missouri church school, right? And they want to get that rubberized flooring for their
outdoor,
the jungle gym, their outdoor.
Those are great, by the way.
Worry-free,
they fall off the equipment and stuff like that.
Right. I mean, back when I was a kid, it was just shards of glass that would fall into.
Asphalt.
And cigarette butts. Right? You would go to a Chicago public, there would be broken whiskey bottles and cigarette butts.
I remember coming home injured time after time from the park.
Don't go to the sandbox. Don't go to the sandbox.
Yeah, no, you would not trust the sandbox. Yeah.
So the question is, it was a federal program to do this. Could the federal program actually apply to this church that was looking for it? And the Supreme Court had a very interesting answer to that. We'll tell you about that coming up at first. Violetta Pottermedic has the WGN traffic trouble spots.
We'll be out there. And also there's this. Baseball's most exciting rookie, Aaron Judge, takes the field on the south side for the first time. This calls for fireworks. How about it? White Sox Yankees tonight at 7 on WGN.
All right, Mr. Mike Monaco is in the studio with us. He, you know him. He's responsible for legal analysis on this program.
Mm-hmm. And he's here.
He does not want to take any responsibility for it, but yet he's forced to. Sorry about that, my friend.
My pleasure.
All right, so Supreme Court ends today. It was interesting. I heard Jeffrey Toobin today on CNN. Mm-hmm. He's been in there for a very long time complaining about it. He goes, this is one of these things that I really can't stand. Why does the Supreme Court get to take the summer off?
He's jealous.
Right? Yeah. It is an interesting. Why do they do that? Is there some sort of reason for that?
No, they chose. They have the absolute right to do whatever they want to do.
Washington used to take the summer off, too, and just get out because July through September is pretty awful weather-wise there. It's hot.
When I was a federal prosecutor, most of the judges took the summer off. And that's not true anymore. Everybody's there all year.
Well, this is before the Supreme Court doesn't realize that there's air conditioning and bug spray now.
Exactly.
So they don't have to necessarily live with typhoid and,
Yeah.
There was a big issue with that for a while.
Oh, air conditioning was a big issue. I remember Mike Belandic he told me a story when he was a trial lawyer. Before he was mayor of Chicago, before he was on the Supreme Court of Illinois, he would say, we'd pick the spot for the deposition to occur based on which company, which office had air conditioning. That's how they decided.
How about that? Think about that. Remember, you used to drive around Chicago, you see all the window boxes everywhere.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, anyway, so what happened in Missouri?
All right, so the Supreme Court concluded its work for the session today. And one of the things that was interesting is that in a church-state case, they ruled 7-2. 7-2. That's a big number right now because 5-4 is generally everything that they do, split along political lines.
Ginsburg and Sotomayor being the dissenting votes.
That it violates the Constitution's protection for free exercise of religion to exclude churches from state programs with a secular intent. So this all goes back to a Missouri school, a religious school in Missouri that wanted to actually have its playground surface covered with this rubber composite.
And that the government paid for.
And the government can pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was an argument that when they were doing that there was somehow going to, I believe the state actually was doing it, and that by doing that, the state of Missouri was choosing to...
Which religions to benefit.
Right.
And so it was violating separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, it'll be interesting if something like that happens, then that church decides on its own, of course, to be prejudicial or be not allow, you know, certain races to come to it, or certain people, or certain folks not associated with their religion to come and use the playground or use their facilities. I mean, would that violate the law?
Here's what the Supreme Court wrote. The express discrimination against religious exercise here is not the denial of a grant, but rather the refusal to allow the church, solely because it is a church, to compete with secular organizations for that grant. So it's kind of a big turnaround. That's an inversion of the argument.
Right. Here. Normally they do it the other way, and now here they're saying,
don't discriminate against a church just because it's a church.
Right. Which will be interesting. I'm surprised they ruled that way, frankly.
But they do say that then they scoped it. They made it very limited to just this kind of an issue, that they should be allowed to compete for a grant.
Okay.
Although there are going to be other things. I mean, you know, the Johnson Amendment is something, you know, the president has issued an executive order that stops the enforcement of the Johnson Amendment, which would go after churches for political fundraising.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And no one's really talking about that, but he did it a couple of weeks ago. I didn't think he was ever going to do that. That was just a total phony baloney thing he was saying on the campaign trail.
That's the least of the problems, I think, that are facing this administration.
Yes, but that is, but then he did it. You know, it's like, you know, here's the one thing. Mm-hmm. You did get a lot of blowhardery on the campaign trail, and you did get a lot of things that people say, oh, that's just another politician saying those things. But he, you know, to the thrill of his supporters, waning though they may be, and to the horror of many of his detractors, he did do everything he said he was going to do.
He's trying, at least.
He's at least trying.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
You got to give him credit for that.
That whiteboard that Steve Bannon has in the office, remember? There were some photographs of it, and everything he promised on the campaign trail.
Is that right?
And that he's going to tear through and get done.
Yeah, okay. He's got the whiteboard.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, nice to see you.
Nice to be seen, Michael. Thank you for stopping by.
Take care.